to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Sandy Williams. And Sandy, before we went to break, we were talking about the fact that we live in a country where, you know, we're asked through advertising to have our young people join the military, and that is a patriotic thing to do, with people not asking questions why their sons and daughters sent halfway around the world or all the way around the world to fight in battles, as you stated, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, areas where you people, if they ask the questions, if they could knew ahead of time why they send their loved ones off to battle. And you were saying before we went to break.
Yeah, and, you know, and Vietnam was the first lesson in that. And, you know, it took us 5 years in Vietnam to realize that we weren't there for very good reasons politically. And in retrospect, historians look at it and everyone agrees with that. You know, we went to Iraq for a bunch of reasons that were declared to be matters of intelligence. And, and historians have already looked back at Iraq and said, wow, that was a horrible mistake. You know, I just think that that Americans need to wake up and be much more analytical and careful about thinking where it is that America has critical interests. Should we really be having a military budget that is designed to carry on three wars at once? Or is that whole concept based on a mistaken view of the United States' role in foreign policy? Should we really be trying to do international policing on a broad basis? Should we really be involved in the reestablishment of what we call democratic governments in places where they are not equipped to handle democratic governments? We tried to install that in Afghanistan. That was the reason we were there. We tried to install that in Iraq. That was the reason we were there. That's apparently the reason that Ukraine is ongoing. And the question is that a reality? And is that a reality that requires the investment of American treasure and a young American lives?
You know, Sandy, we're doing that in many places in Africa. We are just all over the place with these things. We don't hear much about the skirmishes in Africa and those places, because it's a lot smaller and so involvement. But we are there, and we are trying to do exactly what it is you are saying. And I think that when you see that, and it is easier to say, well, I'm with the country, than it is to do what really is a patriotic thing, which is what you and I are doing right now, discussing and challenging that. Because if nobody challenges, what is taking place, then it's easier for our government to continue to do what it does and think that the majority of the American people are with them.
One of the nefarious aspects of our foreign affairs is that because it is not the subject of a careful national debate and careful national scrutiny, because it's sort of involved with the whole litmus test we have of patriotism, that, you know, you must be a patriot to run for office, you must be a patriot to sit in Congress, you must be a patriot to participate in our society. And so that people can be ostracized for asking the wrong questions or too many questions. But one of the things that's nefarious about our foreign affairs is that it's a place where moneyed interests have a great deal to do with shaping our foreign affairs. Historians can look backwards at many of our adventuresome involvements in South America and can directly point at Chiquita Banana or the other kinds of business interests that had everything to do with our military involvement there. And when we can find the same kind of connection with respect to, for instance, Iraq, we took a great deal of interest in Iraq, but it was interesting because they actually have a great deal of oil, and they were nationalizing the oil there. It had a great deal to do with the overthrow of Mossadegh in Iran in 1953, That had everything to do with Mossadegh's plan to nationalize Aramco, the British Petroleum licensee down there. And so Britain and the United States decided that that was the reason we should get involved, even though Britain had nationalized the steel industry in England like a year prior to that. So the problem with not putting scrutiny on international affairs is we give a great deal of license to our various financial and moneyed interests in politics to have a great deal of sway over it, so that the best deals of the world.
You know, Sandy, Libya is another one. Venezuela is another one. They nationalized their oil. And if you look at them now, look at what's happened to those countries. We bear a mark for having destabilized Libya and Venezuela, where, you know, the oil was nationalized, and the crude oil in Libya and Venezuela is some of the best that there is in the world. The American people aren't aware of that. We didn't send our people in, but we helped destabilize place there. And until the American people are educated on those things, we're just going to continue down this path.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got our intelligence establishment that operates in the dark. Our CIA has a great deal to do with all kinds of conduct in involvement in other countries' internal affairs. You know, the CIA was responsible for the Mossadegh, the coup that got rid of Mossadegh and installed the Shah. The CIA has been involved in lots of the South American coups, the Allende situation. We can look backwards as we open up documents and realize the extent to which our intelligence apparatus plays and tinkers with foreign affairs all over the world. And the same is true of our State Department. So all of that happens in the dark. We for instance, this charter that I talked about, this strategic charter that was signed in November, there was a very interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal last week by a Russian observer and historian and journalist named Service, last name Service. And he described the fact that this charter that was signed in November, was it covered by the news media in November? Not at all. But was it an important document? Very. And he would point at it and say, this could be a watershed moment in history in terms of being a blunder by the United States that set up the Ukraine situation and caused great problems. But it wasn't really partisan so much as it was a continuation of a foreign policy that whose wheels move regardless of who's in office.
You know, Sandy, Central America is another one where in this country you can't beat the people talking about building fences around the border. And yet many of the American people have no concept and no clue at all about why those people are trying to come to our borders. We're the hidden hand behind what's happening in their countries.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's not a popular thing to say, Sandy, but you know, the nation is never going to overcome any of these things and difficulties if we aren't willing to look at it, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I guess one of the advantages of being older and retired is I'm not subject to criticism by people at work or professionally. So it kind of gives me license, I think, to think directly and to say things need to be said, in my view. And I think something that seriously needs to be said in this country and to be evaluated is how we conduct our foreign affairs and how we reach our conclusions as to what are our objectives in foreign affairs, and are we doing this strategically in a manner that really relates to the true interests of the American people, or are we pursuing the interests of something that is different than the interests of the American people? You know, is a critical interest of the American people the domination by America of the oil resources in the world? Oil resources have always been a critical and strategic matter of importance, but just exactly how should we be involved with that, and what sort of focus should we put on it with respect to our military and our foreign policies?
You know, Sandy, I wanted to, and as we get prepared for a break on the other side of that break, and maybe we got a couple minutes, we can get into it. Now, And that's the fact that, again, there's a push for us to get involved militarily that's coming. And I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. People should think long and hard, and you can't dismiss. It's easy to say we need to go there and help those people. I don't know, but the last couple of weeks you've been talking about the fact that Ukraine is not strategically involved. I mean, you know, our nation doesn't, to be quite honest with you, they don't have a lot of oil reserves, and so there's to send our troops in there at this point in time is unnecessary. And the fact that there are people who continue to clamor for that is a dangerous precedent. You know, the slaughtering, yeah, I mean, the slaughtering. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say that one of the main reasons we're clamoring for that is we're seeing pictures and videos of the collateral damage that's happening in the invasion. And we see, today there was news about a baby that was killed in a hospital. Well, of course, there's that kind of collateral damage, even with very carefully focused military efforts that try not to hit civilians, you'll have that kind of collateral damage. And we find that kind of heart-wrenching problem tugs at us and wants us to get involved. We ought to understand that all of our efforts in the Mideast, in which we caused great deals of collateral damage, in which we caused many, many, many reels of videos of the similar kinds of awful incidences. The collateral damage that happened when we killed an entire wedding party, when we blew up entire hospitals. That's how ISIS was able to recruit so many people in the Mideast. So we ought to understand that in many respects, we're getting excited about entering the war in the Ukraine much the same way that all those volunteers decided to join ISIS in the Mideast.
Hey, Sandy, hold the thought. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams is on the line. We'll be right back.